Passover was a very special occasion in the life of the Jewish people in the time of Jesus. And they celebrated it because they were celebrating being delivered out of bondage in Egypt. They were celebrating it because God provided everything they needed for that journey, which probably should only have been about 2 weeks, but they spent 40 years in the wilderness because they didn't follow God's instructions. They moaned and groaned. At one point in time, God called them a stiff-necked bunch. And then when they did get to the promised land, Moses couldn't go in. He led them that way, but he never got to go in. And I think it was Aaron that finally led the people into the promised land. So they celebrate these stories, and they celebrate the thing to encourage themselves into God's blessing and deliverance. So when they get to the Passover meal, they kind of recreate the blessings of that service. And they have bread and wine, and they eat. And one of the things in the Passover meal is the wine. There's 4 cups of wine. The 3rd cup in the Passover meal is the cup of redemption. I like to call it the cup of salvation. And then, of course, you know, God provided them manna when they were in the wilderness, which is bread. We know that Jesus said that he was the bread of life. Now, they didn't know all these things. They were just doing the traditional Passover meal. And when they got to the certain parts of the meal, Jesus instituted something. Now, we have 2 sacraments in the Protestant tradition. The Roman Catholics have 7, I think. And the reason we only have 2 is not only did Jesus institute it, he participated in it, baptism and Holy Communion. So while they were going through all the rituals, when Jesus took the bread and he lifted it to heaven and he gave thanks, there's a little wafer in there. It's a piece of bread. If you can get it out. And he lifted it to heaven and he gave thanks. Oh God, King of the universe, I wasn't there in person. I just like to imagine that if I was there in person, what he would say and what he would do. And when he lifted it to heaven, he gave thanks for the fruit of the wheat that brings forth the bread. And then he did something very interesting. He took it and he broke it. And he was telling them that this bread represents his body, which will be broken for them. And he said, take, eat this in remembrance of me, who's going to die for you. And he took the bread. And likewise, he had taken the cup of redemption. And when he lifted it to heaven, he said, O Lord, King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the vine, bless this cup. And then he said to them, this cup of wine will represent my blood, which will be shed for the forgiveness of sin. Take to your comfort the love of God in the shedding of his blood for you. And what we do is we call it a memorial, Holy Communion, God's Last Supper with his disciples. And it's a time, as we said right here on the altar, do this in remembrance of me, to remember what Christ has done for us, something we could not do for ourselves. And that was the forgiveness of sin and being blessed by eternal life. If we only confess with our lips and believe in our heart that Jesus was raised from the dead, we'd be saved. Saved from what, preacher? Saved from eternal damnation. Somebody asked a question the other day. It said, does God send sinners to hell? And somebody said, no, but he does respect their choices. He don't send them nowhere. but to have eternal life with him. But if we choose to go to hell, it's our choice. Are we perfect human beings? By no means. But if we repent and ask God for forgiveness and direction, it becomes a spiritual experience. All the days of our life is a spiritual experience. The Holy Spirit, the one who lives within you and is always walking with you side by side. One of the promises that we looked at last couple weeks about the promises of God. When Jesus told them, they didn't understand it at first, that he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And then he goes to the cross and gets put in the tomb, and they're thinking, oh, that's not the right thing. He's not here no more. How can he walk alongside of us? That's because of the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that Spirit is within our spirit. And we have that relationship with God. So I think Linda said to me one day, I wish Jesus was here. I'd like to take his hand and walk with him. Well, he is here. You can take his spiritual hand. And he don't have to tap you on the shoulder if you're doing something you shouldn't be doing. The Spirit quickens in your spirit to let you know, I don't think that's a good idea. But if you decide to do it, have to it. But if you make a mistake, come and repent, and I'll forgive you, and we'll get back on this track. God is good. Well, thank you, Father, for this little church. Thank you, Father, for the gathering. Thank you for being able to encourage one another, because it's a wonderful life, but it's got challenges, Lord, and we thank you for that. And every challenge makes us stronger and stronger, and we're grateful for that. But keep us safe and allow the Holy Spirit to continue to let us know that we have eternal life. I think, this is Ralphie, I think that's the way God gives us assurance of eternal life. Because the real person that lives deep down in here is full of piss and vinegar and full of energy as always. But this outside thing, not so good. And I think that's God's way of letting us know that we do have eternal life. And the Spirit will keep us set free into the heavenly of heavenlies when our time is to get rid of this earth suit and to take on our new bodies, spiritual bodies, in Yeshua's name. Amen.